Well, just like Les Patterson, who we talked to earlier, many of you are sharing your COVID-19 stories on social media. Well, the Indiana Historical Society wants to hear your stories, too, in an initiative called Telling Your Story, Documenting COVID-19 in Indiana. And joining us now is the president and CEO of the Historical Society, Jody Blankenship. Jody, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, we're hanging in there, and we're so glad to get an opportunity to hear voices like yours. We really are. Thank you for doing this for us. Well, before we talk about the initiative, it sounds like there are some that are looking at past pandemics for guidance on how it was handled here locally and worldwide. In particular, the Spanish flu pandemic, which lasted almost 36 months from January 1918 to December 1920. That's almost hard to believe. It infected 500 million people, about a third of the world's population at the time. Are there any similarities? Because this is your thing. You're a history guy. And are there similarities?
Sure. There. I should start by saying I'm not an expert in the 1918 flu, but there are certainly things that we have to look back toward to make sure that, frankly, some of the similarities don't happen like that time. I mean, that was a horrific pandemic that occurred. And we want to make sure that this pandemic doesn't escalate to the level that that one did. So, for example, in 1918, it wasn't the first wave of the flu that killed so many people. It was the second wave that came back again.
Wow.
And so, you know, as we're hearing stories about what could occur in the fall, we don't know. But we want to make sure that what happened in 1918 doesn't happen again. So we certainly want to look back at that time to learn what lessons we can take from then and apply to today so it doesn't become what has happened back in 1918.
That's very interesting. Have you looked at the history of that Spanish flu? It sounds like you have. Looked at
we
the
have,
history? Yeah?
Yeah, we have a staff member, Amy Vedra, who has really taken a look at that period and knows quite a bit about it. We'd love to have her on anytime you'd like to tell you a little bit about the 1918 flu.
Yeah, let's do that. We will plan on that. We will make that happen here in the next week. We really will. Telling Your Story, Documenting COVID-19 in Indiana is the Historical Society's initiative that really began late March or so. What has the response been?
The response has been overwhelming and wonderful. We are so grateful to our fellow citizens throughout the state for coming forward and sharing their stories about living through this pandemic. At this time, or at least as of earlier this week, we had more than 500 submissions from more than 200 people across the state.
Wow.
And the experiences are really varied. They're students and teachers who talk about what it's like to teach and learn from home on an online platform. They're healthcare providers who are on the front lines, and also those who are not just treating COVID-19, but those who are treating all the other illnesses that are out there that
wow.
we still have to deal with. And of course, business and industry, there's some great Main Street photos of stores that are closed or grocery stores aisles that are just barren. And of families and athletes have been a particular focus of ours where they talk about not being able to go train, whether that's for the Olympics that's coming up or has been canceled now, or even just, you know, they're a part of the Colts or the Pacers or one of our great colleges.
This is Jody Blankenship, and he's the Indiana Historical Society president and CEO. The submissions don't necessarily have to be you taking the time to talk about it or write about it. It can be anything, right? It can be kids coloring a picture. It can be anything.
That's absolutely right. In fact, right now I'm looking at a great photo that a mother took, and her daughter made a little sign that says, "Sorry, we are closed," and put it next to her bedroom door with her giraffe, just like she saw the signs. I'm thinking maybe that's telling her mom to stay out of the room, but absolutely. I mean, you can see how what they're seeing on the streets is now filtering into their daily life as something that is normal. And if you think about that, that's amazing, right? Something that is completely abnormal to us just months ago now is our way of life.
Yeah.
It can be photos, it can be stories, we have poems, we just have photos of random things that that are meaningful to people in their own way.
This is something I'm guessing you're going to keep forever and ever and ever.
It is. It'll go into our permanent collection. The Indiana Historical Society has been around since 1830 collecting our state's history. We have over 8 million items in our collection that document Indiana's past from before statehood up until the present. So this is a chance for us to save this history while it's occurring and put it into the collection so that future historians, if God forbid there's another pandemic, can look back at this time and say, what did these folks do? What did they go through? How did they deal with it? And what can we learn from what is going on right now to solve future problems?
Just like some are looking back at the Spanish flu or the Asian flu or some of those other pandemics and learning lessons from that history that has been collected and saved. And same for the future, looking back at this time in our lives. Jody, if you're going to keep collecting this stuff, and where can we look at some of those articles and of those items that you're receiving right now? Can we see them?
You can't see them at the moment, but you will be able to very soon. We are putting up a webpage as we speak, that we're constructing it so that people can go and take a look at those things. The work that we do is, I don't want to bore you with all the details, but it's a little complicated because when you have, say, 8 million items, one of the things that's so important is that our archivists go in and provide enough information that you'll be able to search our entire collection and find just one of those 8 million pieces. So when people submit a photo or something related to COVID-19, our archivists are actively working to provide context to catalog it and make sure it's available. So we'll be putting up a website soon, but you'll be able to also soon search the entire collection to see not only images from COVID-19, but then how it relates to things like the Spanish flu or the 1957 Asian flu or other pandemics that occurred.
That's fantastic. It really is such a great initiative. It's called Telling Your Story, Documenting COVID-19 in Indiana. For any of you that are sharing your stories and your pictures and things that you're doing on social media, let the Historical Society also know, and because they're going to keep it forever and ever and ever for the future, whatever that may hold. But it's just a great collection, and we hope that you'll share that with them. How do they do it, Jody?
Well, it's very easy. You just go to indianahistory.org, and on the front of the page, you'll see a sign that says Telling Your Story, Documenting COVID-19 in Indiana. You can click on that and go to the submission form, and you just fill out the form and submit right there.
Easy. Very, very easy. Jody Blankenship, the president, CEO of the Indiana Historical Society, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We really appreciate it. And I look forward to learning more about the Spanish flu, and we will get in touch very quickly and schedule something right away. Thank you.